Over the past 6 months, many Americans have given themselves a crash course on global terrorism, Osama bin Laden, and Islam, the religion bin Laden claims was the inspiration for his attack against the U.S. Lectures about Islam and the Muslim world sprouted up at colleges and churches, mosques held open houses, and several books on Islam became bestsellers. Many people also turned to the internet as a window into a diverse Muslim world. Type in the word Islam, and thousands of web addresses pop up. You can download passages from the Quran. Children can watch animated cartoon series like Salam and the Knights of Virtue.
I know how much you like to hear the words of Allah, Hudud.
And sermons can be heard by imams from all over the U.S.
Now, brothers and sisters, you may say, you mean to tell me that it is more loving by Allah that you be obedient to your parents than even jihad? Yes, it is.
In the first of a three-part series on cyber-Islam, NPR's Devar Ardalan reports that not only does the internet allow non-Muslims to explore Islam, but the World Wide Web is also having an impact on how Muslims experience their religion.
Surfing the web to IslamicCity.com is almost like entering a virtual city. From the front page, you can access an education center, a business and finance plaza, and an online shopping bazaar that offers everything from Islamic books, videos, and artwork to a Barbie doll wearing the Muslim hijab or headscarf.
The internet is a product of the West, and Muslims living in the West have a unique advantage over their co-religionists in other parts of the world.
Muhammad Alim is the CEO of IslamicCity.com, based in Los Angeles. The internet, says Alim, gives American Muslims the chance to openly debate America's war on terrorism, discuss political differences, or check out the latest news from the Islamic world. Alim says Muslims get together in chat rooms, post messages to discussion boards, and download debates or lectures.
We feel that, you know, all of these discussions allow us to express ourselves in ways that maybe in other countries they don't have the ability to do. We are still a very young community and a growing community, but with the advent of the internet, it is bringing us a collaborative tool where we can pool our resources and make sure we can leverage our strengths in a meaningful way.
Those strengths, says Alim, can be seen in a recent poll by Zogby International. 79% of American Muslims are registered to vote. Almost 60% are college graduates, and half earn more than $50,000 a year. Muslims have immigrated to America from Europe, North Africa, the Middle East, and there are U.S.-born Muslims, Euro-American converts, and African Americans who make up the fastest-growing segment of the Islamic population in this country.
The internet has arrived at the most auspicious time for the Muslims.
Imam Qaith Nur Kashif leads an internet forum that includes daily discussions among some of the most influential imams and Muslim intellectuals in America. They discuss, for example, the welfare of the Muslim family, the challenges of providing Islamic education to Muslim children in America, or how to counter negative stereotypes in the months after September 11th. The internet, he says, not only allows ordinary Muslims to get to know one another, it's also a place where religious leaders converse.
You have an idea, a brainstorm, you have a revelation. You don't know whether it's going to fly. You don't know whether it's worthy or not. So you get a second opinion. In our case, you get 100 opinion or more from some of our best minds.
This is IBN, the Islamic Broadcasting Network.
IBN is a startup website that produces original programming. IBN shows are webcast on the internet and broadcast on a local station in the Washington, D.C. area. A year ago, IBN did a survey asking American Muslims what they wanted to hear in an Islamic broadcast. The respondents said entertainment, programs for women and youth, and news from the Islamic world. The show The Roundtable is hosted by an Arab American and has featured U.S. administration officials commenting on world events.
Welcome to another edition of The Roundtable. In The Roundtable today, we will be reviewing some of the main events and news stories of the week.
At the IBN headquarters in Virginia, Isra Bani is busy picking music for her show.
A smile on the face of every girl.
That's so slow. People are going to fall asleep. Let me try something like this.
She's a 17-year-old Sudanese-American and hosts a show aimed at Muslim teenagers.
Hey guys, salamu alaikum. Welcome to Teen Zone. I'm your host, Isra Bani.
It's a hip Islamic version of MTV with rap music and advice on how to deal with prejudice, peer pressure, homework. Omar Tour is a Pakistani-American. He hosts Tech Talk, a technology news show.
Part of the daily routine that I have is taking people to various websites.
Tour follows the Enron scandal, for example, and he gives his listeners tips on web surfing. Tour points out that while the internet has been a great boon to Muslims worldwide, they also face the same problem as everyone else using the net. There's plenty of misleading material out there that he says is not Islamic.
If I'm a new convert and I want to know about Islam, I enter in Islam on the computer, on a search engine, I'm going to get God knows how many hits, and not all of them are accurate. It's also helped the rogues out there, putting up websites, calling Muslims to war, when in case they have no authority to do so, and that information gets propagated to Muslims and non-Muslims. So who non-Muslims wanting to learn about Islam get a completely different sense of what in actuality the case is.
IBN's program director, Hannah Baba, says there's no way of controlling that information. That's the nature of the web. Baba says, usually, you can tell if a site has a certain political bent by the views expressed on the front page. IBN, she says, has tried to stay away from taking sides. Hannah Baba also acts as game show host for a show called A, B, or C.
Question one for both teams. Listen carefully. Which prophet of Allah had the miracle of turning his stick into a snake?
Red.
Red team.
Musa, alayhi salam.
That's correct. Good job.
It's multiple choice, so I guess that would make it closer to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, maybe, except without the $1 million.
It's great, Baba says, to be able to use the internet to portray the wide range of the Muslim experience, but it hasn't been without its challenges. Baba often finds herself negotiating the cultural diversity that is part and parcel of living in America.
For instance, one person will call up and say, you know, what is this rap music you're playing? It's too American. It's too this. What are you teaching our children? And they wouldn't even wait to hear the words. They associate rap with a certain look and a certain, you know, drugs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's also what we're trying to change. We're trying to change the idea that Islam is a certain culture. It's not one culture. It's not just Arabs. People express themselves in different ways all over the world.
At Cyberstop Cafe in Washington, D.C., Faisal Alam logs on to check his email. Faisal gets plenty of them. He's the founder of Al-Fatiha. His website, alfatiha.net, provides a forum for gay and lesbian Muslims throughout the world.
In our community, to be gay and Muslim is considered an oxymoron. So I sort of joke about the fact that we are living oxymorons in so many ways because we've been able to put the two identities back in our life together. It's been actually miraculous to see how fast we've grown because of the resources that are available on the internet and the fact that people can come together in very anonymous ways and safe ways and communicate.
Online Muslim experts say that the internet will play a crucial role in sorting out the different issues in the Islamic world, especially in the U.S. Dr. Zahid Bukhari is at Georgetown University's Center for Muslim-Christian Understanding, where he examines the role of Muslims in America.
Recently, we had a survey, and we found out that Muslims are here from 80 different countries. No other country has this type of diversity of Muslims. There's only one parallel, and that is Hajj, annual Hajj in Saudi Arabia. So that's the uniqueness in America and the American Muslim community.
And the internet is the vehicle bringing this vast community together. Bukhari says consensus among the Jama'ah, or major Islamic forces, used to take decades, sometimes centuries. In the next few years, he expects consensus to emerge on issues such as extremism, interpretations of the Quran, and the role of Muslim women in the society. Over the internet, American Muslims are engaged in a global conversation, one that he says is no longer limited to the views of a single town, mosque, or imam. Devar Ardalan, NPR News, Washington.
Next week in our Cyber Islam series, American Muslim Women on the World Wide Web.
The web, as far as Muslim women are concerned, is absolutely a great liberating factor.
For more on our Cyber Islam series, go to our website, npr.org.